Thanks for joining me on this podcast. This is the Power Call podcast for October the 12th, 2020. It's our Monday evening Power Call, and this is a rebroadcasting of the live call. And it's awesome. The personal prophecy for each one of these callers was amazing. And you're really going to enjoy this Power Call podcast. Again, it's for October 12th, and that's our Monday evening. So enjoy it. Also, I want to tell you about Patreon. If you don't have it, you can get it for free in your app store. That's Patreon. It's a free app, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And that is where all my best media stuff is. And we also do a Prophet's Details Notes broadcast where I actually do details over the phone numbers and the callers that we've had call in. And it's awesome. So if you really love to get the detail of what the Word of the Lord is, you're going to love it. It's really balanced, and it will enrich your spiritual walk. So God bless you, and check out Patreon, okay? That's Patreon. The app is free, and just search David Hunter's Crimson Premium Media. God bless, and enjoy this Power Call.
Hi, this is Pastor David Hunter. I want to welcome you to tonight's Power Call. I'm really excited about tonight. I love Mondays, and I love ministering, and I love ministering to the people of God. And I will just say this, as you're on with me tonight, just know this, the people of God are always on God's mind. They're always on the Father's heart. If you're a child of God, you're on the Father's heart. You need to know that. If you're a child of God, you can count on revelation. You can count on recovery. You can count on the fact that as a child of God, you're going to build on foundations that will set you free in a way that you grab hold of the kingdom of God and you pull the kingdom of God into everything you're involved with on this earth. What I'm really trying to tell you is, God is all about investing in you. And as you invest your spirit into Him, you will see a fruit that is produced that will bring breakthrough in your life. It will bring you to a place to where you are literally blessed on every side, in every direction, whether it's north, south, east, west, to the point to where you do not even have to declare. Now, I understand that might freak some of you out, for lack of a better way to say it, but I'm talking about being in tune with the Spirit so much that you're not having to say as much with your mouth, but that you are a spirit being. And that's all your senses. That's the pneuma person, the pneuma spirit being. What I'm telling you is the goal is for you to be fully alive. The goal of the Father for you would be to have you fully alive, fully moving in breakthrough, fully living the blessed life to where you're blessed coming in, you're blessed going out, the blessing of God on your life to where it's literally truckloads. If you've ever seen, we used to follow these onion trucks when I was a kid for whatever reason. And when we would follow these trucks as they would go over the potholes on those back bad roads, on those farm roads, the onions were so overflowing that they would fall off. And I remember as an adult when I went out to California on multiple times, I would get behind either trucks that had like onions or garlic. And that's the thing, they'd be overloaded to the point to where if you followed those trucks, you would never have to go to the store to buy any of it because you could just pick up the scraps that were dropped as they're coming down the road. And what I'm telling you is that the blessing of the Lord, somebody should shout right now, the blessing of the Lord would be on your life to where everything in your life is so fully alive and so fully produced that it's, now listen here, what I'm going to tell you tonight, this is going to blow you away. But that where it comes into a place of full manifestation because it's gone through true processing. It's gone through a processing to a point and a refining to a point. It came in seed. It came in seed form, okay? But think about this. In seed form, then it moves into fruit, okay? And then once that fruit comes to complete ripeness, and once it gets ripe, then it has to be harvested. You understand? Because if it didn't, it would spoil. We used to have fruit trees. We had lemon trees. And we had lemon trees in abundance. We also had oranges. Lemon, oranges, persimmons, all these amazing things. And we would see them, you know, obviously somebody had seeded all these trees in. But then we became the overseers of that property, which included the trees. And part of the management of those trees meant, you need to hear this tonight, I'm telling you, it's fresh revelation. Part of the management of those trees meant that once the fruit dropped or once the fruit was ripe and to start to be gathered in, meant that you wanted for it to be a successful harvest. You wanted it to go to people. You wanted it to be in the hands of people, in the hands of someone who could consume it, someone who could enjoy it, someone who could fuse it or infuse it with their life, with their foods that they eat or the desserts that they make or the drinks that they make. I'm talking about these orange and lemon trees. So part of the process was that whatever came out of that seed form that became fruit, that it was harvested, and then part of the process would be that it would be expedited to its fullest or fully consumed. Are you getting it now? Because see, when you're fully consumed, you are fully alive. And that is the key. There is no trick. When you are fully consumed, you are fully alive. I had a very rare thing happen as I'm preparing to prophesy to you tonight. I had a rare thing happen. I love prophetic. I love things that are ripe with the prophetic. I love things that mean something. I love looking into something in a deep way. So that as to learn different things about different cultures. Well, last night, my friend Neil showed me a picture of a knife, but it's almost like a mini sword. And it was obviously, it's an antique of some sort. So he was asking me my opinion on it because he asked me what it said in Spanish. And in Spanish, what it meant was, the inscription on the knife, what it meant was, of the fallen tree. Okay? And then the last part of the word meant firewood. Okay? So what was so cool about that is just think about this, of the fallen tree, and then to call it firewood. In other words, that's the wood that you're going to use from a tree that you cut down. And was the tree cut down for nothing? No. The tree was cut down. If the tree was either struck down or cut down, whichever it was, there can be a total redemption and a victory in it. Because it was redeemed. In other words, it was redeemed to the point of being consumed and fully usable. That's what we can pray when we're praying or declaring that he works all things together for our good. Even a fallen tree, you understand, it started out in seed form, but even that fallen tree, even that wood can still be expedited. And the other word, there was a German word also, which is really unique, that was inscribed on this knife that looked like a hook, was Haken, which means hook. And that's exactly what the image was of this knife And so it was really awesome because I got such a prophetic download from that. And I'm a passionate person. And I have a seed in me. Now, you need to say this for yourself too. There is a seed in you, and it's a God seed inside you. And it's different. It's unique. And the enemy would like to make you believe that it's not worthy and you're not worthy. But I'm telling you, if your whole Christian walk is about singing songs that sound like, we're not worthy, we're no good, Lord, we're not worthy. If that's all we're doing, that's way, way below. You say, but it's true. We're all sinners saved by grace. That's true. But what were you saved to? We know what we were saved from. What were you saved to? What I'm telling you is, you've got to get to a place to where you're consumed, because that's part of the process. And then that's what it means when he says, you know, you give, you take away. And then this idea that he gives and he takes away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. So many people love that song as well, not just the scripture. And so many people he gives and takes away. So many people didn't like that. But even Job could say, even though those things happen, blessed be the name of the Lord. And imagine the anointing that was released on Job, because he was at a place where his life, good or bad, had been fully harvested for the glory. And I'm telling you, saints, if you're listening to me tonight, you need to get encouraged. You need to get encouraged, because there's breakthrough coming. Even as I'm speaking to you tonight, the Holy Ghost is just flowing through me. Flowing through me. I don't take it lightly that I have the opportunity to prophesy and speak words of life over you. I don't take it lightly. And the enemy fights our ministry like you can't imagine, because we're committed to it. You can't imagine. We should have been great, no problems from the storm. Our only residual was that our Wi-Fi kept knocking on and off. And it's just been a big Wi-Fi drama. And we upload all these big files and stuff. It's just been a real frustration. Because I'm an excellent, I don't believe in, you know, see, I want an excellent spirit, not a spirit of excellence. Spirit of excellence is man-made. An excellent spirit God gives me. But, you know, sometimes things come to try us. And then everybody has, you know, I was so encouraged. We were flooded with emails and text messages and messengers. Flooded. So it just became a whole lot, which is, I guess, part of the, it's a great thing, because we're going to do a broadcast just like we're doing tonight, and people are blessed by it. But I tell you, you know, I've some of the messages I've gotten, and devil just fighting people left and right, but then God's people just winning, and the Lord solving problems, using different folks to solve problems, and that's awesome. And, you know, it's a blessing. I'm going to be talking to my friend tonight, and I've been getting a good, y'all have been really awesome about giving me some good requests, things to pray for. And I want to tell you, you know, I know some people, the power went off, and some people lost power and lost different things in their fridge. Some people lost everything, and we're just praying for those people. And I believe that as a ministry, you have an obligation to, it's a real fine line. You don't want to obligate yourself to the point to where that you are doing things for the wrong reasons. And I believe when we minister, like Gina and I have a thing right now that we're ministering in to someone, and we do it every month, And it's just the Lord laying it on our hearts. And because of that, we do it with joy. You know, our giving is with joy. That's what I'm telling you. Today we did something and it was because of joy. There's a lot of joy in our life and we want to do things out of joy because I believe joy is part of breakthrough. But I just see, you know, people going through things and we've been praying and we've been standing. I got one testimony, husband and wife were trying to get this vehicle ready to sell and it had run perfectly for years, just a beautiful, you know, used vehicle, but great shape. And getting ready to sell it and list it. And today mysteriously just wouldn't start, you know, that kind of thing. But I want to tell you something right now. And I just feel the joy of the Lord bubbling up in me. And I feel the favor of the Lord in my mouth as I say this to you. There's a sweetness to what I want to release to you right now. And that sweetness is breakthrough is for you. Breakthrough is for you. The God of the breakthrough is for you. An angel name breakthrough has been assigned to you. And a spirit without measure has been given to you. If in fact you want to get out on the water, you want to extend yourself beyond yourself, you say, well, what happens when that happens? Well, when you get to the end of you, that's when you get to the beginning of his Holy Spirit. He's a comforter, he's a teacher, he's a helper. And then you begin to fuse and meld in with the Holy Ghost, rather more so him overtaking you. Here we are again. We were in refinement, now we're in being consumed. And I know you're understanding the theme tonight of what the Lord is saying. Breakthrough comes in seed form. And breakthrough even starts in seed form, buried deep in the ground, invisible to everybody else, and sheltered and pressed and compressed. But over a period of time, if it stays in that soil, breakthrough begins. But breakthrough always starts in seed form. Always. And so I am telling you, breakthrough is attached to you. You are attached to breakthrough. And I'm going to begin to minister to you tonight. And I want to tell you something right now. Not only are you attached to breakthrough, but you are a child of breakthrough. You are the offspring of what breakthrough looks like. You are in the bloodline of breakthrough. You are not even a terrestrial. You are from another place. That place is heaven. You don't have to think in the limited ways that human thinks or man thinks or our natural mind thinks, but we think as citizens of another place, somewhere beyond time and space, somewhere beyond the beyond. The Alpha and the Omega, there is a place to where it doesn't have a beginning and it has no end. Can you even fathom it? That's where you're from. If you're on tonight, you need to get encouraged because that the place I'm talking about, this unlimited super place, this phenomenally abundant place, that's where you're from. Your DNA tracks to there, leads to there. You are a child of breakthrough. I'm preaching tonight. I'm wound up and I am throwing a fastball. And I'm telling you right now, as I am in the spirit, I want to tell you right now, the spirit of the living God is moving in a way that defies the limitations of what we would consider kingdom gravity. You understand? So if you were limited by what we call gravity in the natural, you certainly won't be limited by any supernatural gravity, because heaven is beyond that. So the key is learning how to tap into breakthrough, learning how to tap into the beyond, learning how to tap into the kingdom of heaven, and then have the keys to where these are breakthrough keys, to where when you put them in the keyhole, it actually turns the tumbler, it turns the lock over, and it opens the door. And people want to overcomplicate breakthrough, but how, why you want to go kicking doors down that you have the keys to go through? Sharamasata. I hope you heard me when I said that. Why do you want to waste your energy kicking a door down in frustration when you have the keys to open the door? Zerianda. See, a citizen of heaven just walks through. A citizen of heaven passes through. A citizen of heaven moves through it. And it moves through them. Heaven moves through them. Because it's reciprocal. And so there's a beautiful law. If I could just take just a few moments of your time again, which I'm gonna, because I'm releasing what I call revelation super nuggets tonight. You see, you can move into a place of super abundance to where you pull heaven and your citizenry down into this realm. And literally, when you start to do that, you'll start to experience breakthrough like you've never known before. And it starts by learning heaven's culture and imitating it down here on earth. You're a child of breakthrough. You are a child of breakthrough. You need to say that in your spirit. I am a child of breakthrough. I am a child of breakthrough. Breakthrough is inside me, and breakthrough is the bread I eat. Breakthrough is the wine I drink. Breakthrough is the oil that I use. Breakthrough is the fragrance that I wear. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. You are a child of breakthrough. You are free. And by that, I mean you are boundless. You are not limited. Remember what I said about spiritual gravity and the laws of the spirit. You aren't bound by any other gravitational pull other than the Lamb of God, heaven's glory. And you can have it now. And if the religious mind wants to argue about it, is Christ in you the hope of glory? Not Christ in you, the limited hope, friend. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not Christ in you, the limited hope. Soriandarabasha. I know when the Holy Ghost is flowing through me. I can feel it. Tonight he's flowing through me. And you say, well, does he flow through you all the time like this? Well, I'll tell you. If I'm going for 10 days in a row with it, I'll have, you know, at least 5 or 6 days like this. And they don't necessarily coincide with the power calls, because it's when the Spirit comes on me for this kind of call. But the Spirit's on me for it. And so here we are. Here we are. And I believe this is where Jesus wants us tonight. And I believe that tonight is going to be something that brings you in to breakthrough release. I'm going to begin to prophesy over you tonight, and I want you to understand that I really am praying over the numbers that I called tonight. And I always do, but tonight is, there's something special on this evening, and I'm really excited about it. I can feel the anointing on me for it. There is an anointing on me for this call tonight that's extraordinary. And it's been marinated in the presence of the Lord and in the glory of the Lord. It's been marinated in heaven. 9717. 9717, this word is for you. I hear the Lord say that your seer gift is going to be breathed on in this hour. It's going to be a fresh breath of heaven on the seer gift in you. You'll have eyes to see, but you'll also have a mouth to speak, and you'll be speaking of the revelation that you get in the hidden place, in the place of refuge. It's a rock of transfusion, because that which you get out of the rock will transfuse into your spirit, and you will walk in breakthrough like you've never known before. You will walk in a realm of victory like you've never known before. In this hour, as it is released, it will also birth a greater depth of trust. And the Lord says that I am going to bring about a change in the way that you process things in the prophetic. And these changes will also coincide with things that you see going on the earth today, and also just specifically the sky. And so the Lord says, look up, because I'm going to show you many signs and many wonders that will coincide with what it is I'm saying in this hour. And the Lord says, I'm bringing you into a place of total relativity and perfection in the areas of will and time. That's will and time. I'm going to cultivate those two rich soils, banks of soil. And I want to bring breakthrough, and I'm going to bring a release through the mode of traditional time. In other words, what I'm going to do in you will transcend time and space, says the Lord. And I will bring things into a proper kingdom alignment. Not that they haven't been aligned and properly aligned, but that now it's going to come into properly being timed. So it's going to move into perfect timing. No more delay. That means breakthrough. You are a child of breakthrough. You are a child of breakthrough. Things are being divinely ordered on your behalf. Hallelujah. I bless you tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. And that word is for the throne, or from the throne for you. God bless you. Caller, the last four digits of your phone number are 1204. That's 1204. As I prepare to give you this word, it's really interesting how that when I get a word for someone, the way I see things and the way that the Holy Ghost begins to flow through me. And tonight we're on a call that is just a really amazing divine night. 1204. 1204. I want to just say this. The Lord would tell you that the blessings are increasing, and that there is a divine pouring into you from the very fountain of God. Now, I'm not going to be trite and say what a lot of people would say, although it's flowing from the throne of God. No, I'm going to say the fountain of God, because this is a fountain that renews the youth. This is a fountain that brings a release that is totally rejuvenating in every way. I hear the Lord saying there is no sorrow or sadness. That's what I said, sadness. There's no sadness attached. I want you to know, says the Lord, that you are to patently refuse to listen to voices of negativity. And the Lord says, I've not called you to be a vessel of wrath, which that's what negativity wants, but I've called you to be a shofar of grace in this hour. You're going to see things, because grace, the number of grace is five. And so you're going to see things come in groupings of five that will be more proof of God's divine breakthrough in your life. So also revolve around a new revelation of the blood covenants and the blood that was shed. And there, you're going to get an understanding of appointed times, but the Lord's also going to give you an understanding of his mercy and his grace. And the Lord says, just know this, I'm dealing with the enemy also, the one who would try to come and rob blessing or steal blessing from you, one who would come in to steal, kill, and destroy. You're a child of breakthrough. You're a child of abundant life. You're a child of the overflow. You are a child of breakthrough. You are a child of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Riasatarabashete. How many could just begin to pray in the Spirit? Maybe you don't even have a prayer language, let's say, but you just like to pray in the Holy Ghost. Tonight's one of those nights. I'm telling you, it's a shariande. You say, what does that mean in English? I don't know, but it's good. It's like my friend said on the floor that time. He come up off the floor, Oscar, come up off the floor. And he has been laughing for an hour straight on the floor to the point he couldn't breathe. I said, what's going on down there? I said, is you getting blessed? He said, I don't know, D, but it sure is good, bro. How many could say, I want that abundant life. I want to just be hooked up to it, to where I'm like a flag on a pole and the electricity of the Holy Ghost is flowing through me. Wow. Wow. What an awesome evening. 1831. Okay, this word is for you, 1831. And I'm so enjoying tonight. And tonight is a night of breakthrough. You are a child of breakthrough. This call is full of breakthrough children tonight. Somebody say hallelujah. If you would like to sow a seed tonight, that's cool. One thing we're going to be doing is I got some reports from a couple people that lost food. And I'm talking, when I say people, I mean elderly ladies that lost some food, because the power was off. But we don't need that. We want to be a blessing. And so here's the deal. If you want to give towards some of that tonight, you can. And I'll make sure, you know, because we did have two or three. And I want to be, and they're the type, they'd never say to do that, but that's okay. I can, and this is the perfect time to do that. And if after 30 years in ministry or 31 years in ministry, I can't say we want to help the widow by getting some groceries, then I quit ministry then. If I had to be bound to that, thank God I'm a child of breakthrough and I don't have to be bound to religion. I just want to be a blessing. So if you want to help be a blessing, www.extremefaith.net, or you can go to www.paypal.me/PastorDavidHunter. Whether you're giving a tithe or an offering or sowing a seed to help somebody or whatever, just put in the memo what you're doing, and then we'll know. And we have ways. We're pretty sharp on how to help people out. So. And if you are tithing or giving tonight, God bless you. This is a breakthrough night. We got breakthrough children on this call. Folks, listen, 1831, thank you, because this word is for you. I want to tell you that what the Lord is doing in you revolves around the secret place. And it is 100% about the secret place. That is where it's going to happen for you as a child of breakthrough. Because when you seek, you will find. When you knock, the door will be open. When you ask, the God of the breakthrough will assign angels of breakthrough to minister to you on his behalf, and desires will begin to fully manifest. Now, I want to just tell you, when you begin to meditate on, say, Psalm 91, the Lord says, I'm going to give you revelation on scriptures such as this. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Abide where? Under the shadow of the Almighty. Somebody say hallelujah. But 1831, you'll be abiding under the shadow. That's shade. That's the coolness and the warmth, my friend. you get it all. You see, because there are going to be keys that you have on your ring that will bring you into abundance and the abundance of promises fulfilled. Lord says, you will see me as a light that brings revelation on a myriad of different levels, multiple levels of revelation. 1831, there are going to be words that are cultivated in you through revelation that are going to give you kingdom perspective. But you will move into breakthrough because you will have an understanding of the intimacy of his presence and his love. And that, my child, of breakthrough will be what is assigned to you, what is surrounding you. It will literally be your new universe. It's the kingdom of heaven. You are a child of breakthrough. 1831, there's an anointing on you. God bless you. Thank you for joining me tonight. You might want to text your friends tonight and just say, hey, get on this call. Send me your prayer request. I've already got so many tonight, but send me your prayer request. And that prayer request line is 337-366-6211. We've got some fantastic content that's about to go on to Patreon. I'll just give you a teaser. There's an interview that I'm doing with a high school basketball coach who's been in the public school system for his entire career. And he's got a frontline report on what's going on in our schools. And it is eye-opening. It is eye-opening. He's a health coach. He's had amazing success, kind of personal training and health coaching. Has a thing called the It Factor. Awesome. But this interview will blow your mind, and it will shed light on what our kids are dealing with and how vulnerable our youngest generation is right now. It's an eye-opening interview. And that'll be on Patreon. That'll be part of the Red Room show. I told you we've been in production on that, and it's coming along, and it's going to be a cool launch. So if you don't have Patreon, you can get it. There's like four different offers that you can get, and you'll love it. And you just get the app for free. It's Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. All my media is on there, and you can choose from four packages. Just look up David Hunter, Crimson Premium Media. When you looked up David Hunter on Patreon, Crimson Premium Media, you'll see all that content. There's four different offers. There's a Worship Silver, Worshiper Silver, Worshiper Gold. The third offer is the Elisha offer, and the fourth is the Elijah Elite offer. And you can sign up. And we've got a series called War and Rumors of War that's coming out. And then we also have the Red Room show that's about to drop, and it's awesome. And it's only for the people that take us up on those four things. Four offers are great. So that's Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. It's a free app. You get it. And once you get the app, just look up David Hunter Crimson Premium Media. Take a look around because you'll be blessed. I'm also doing all the detailing sessions for the past many. I've been in the middle of many of those detailing sessions. Those are about to be released. So there'll be details for your words tonight will be in the Patreon app that you can get. You just get the app for free, and then you can order. It's great media content. But I bless you tonight. And people say, Destiny's child. No, no. You're a child of breakthrough. Hallelujah. You are a child of breakthrough. And may God's blessing be upon your life. I want to give you a word tonight. I see, caller, your number, where did you go? 4507. 4507. As I look at 4507, I can tell you that is not a number that I recognize generally on the call. And so it's just a beautiful thing to have you on, because I feel like possibly you're kind of new to the call. And I just want to say it's great to have you. It is great to have you on. And a big God bless you. And I just want to tell you that God's really, really doing something in you. 4507. The Lord says, do not put your expectations too low, but raise your expectations, says the Lord. The Lord says, I'm calling you to come up higher. And the Lord says, as you come up higher, there's going to be such a release of the zeal of God. And there's going to be such an infusion of passion in your walk that what you see is going to launch you into a place of having your eyes opened. And you are going to walk into a harvest of your promises. You are going to walk into a harvest of your dreams. You are going to walk into a harvest of what I've already told you I'm going to do in your life. The Lord says, even as you imagine something, you will begin to see that imagination begin to be fortified. And it will move into the realm of hopes and the realm of dreams. And there's going to be an increasing of the tint of your vision. And the Lord says, you're going to get a revelation of how to come into a oneness with Him and come into kingdom alignment. So that you move into breakthrough like you've never known before. Higher thoughts, bigger plans, greater purposes, divinely ordained. You're going to see clear. The Lord says your expectations have been a little low. The Lord says you are a child of breakthrough. Sarianda. And the blessing and the oil of blessing is upon you. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. 4507. He has lifted you up into a new place, a new realm, a higher dimension. Somebody say hallelujah. I tell you what a night. Now, I know I cannot possibly be, and by the way, thank you, caller, for being on, and God bless you. I want to tell you, I cannot, I'll just tell you right now, I can't tell you enough how much that I am in a place of seeing so clear in the spirit that things are so clear that as the prophecies come forth, it is something that is just unbelievable. It just overtakes me. And as I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, he just begins to overtake me. It's just really, I would almost describe it as fairly unreal to some degree. It's just really, it's supernatural in on every level. So what an awesome night. What an awesome opportunity I have to be with you on this call. I'm just so glad to have you on the call with us, and I'm glad you're on. 7095. I want to minister. I saw you on, and I just have to obey the Lord. And I just hear the Lord saying, this is a season that it seemed shaky at first, but it started to move into alignment. And the Lord says the path forward is going to be a path of breakthrough. It's going to be a path of divine breakthrough in miracles. And the fruitfulness of the Lord is going to be upon you in a way that is wholly supernatural. And so the shakiness and the uneasiness that you felt is actually the Lord promoting you and opening things up for you. And you are in your moment of breakthrough as a child of breakthrough. This is a prophetic message to you. You need to remember this. That what's coming from me is just like honey tonight, and I'm delivering that to you. But this is full of revelation and enlightenment, and this also means divine recovery, this word. And as you fight on the side of the Lamb, you're going to understand breakthrough like you've never known before on a foundational level, because you can reach up into the heavenlies and pull your miracle down as a child of breakthrough with the oil of blessing, the anointing oil of blessing applied to your forehead. Hallelujah. You're a child of breakthrough. Siri andarabasha. Somebody say hallelujah. If you would like to sow a love gift tonight, you can. Giving information is extremefaith.net. You just hit the donate tab. That's extremefaith.net. Hit the donate tab. You can also do a PayPal direct thing. www.paypal.me/PastorDavidHunter. You can do it that way if you like. But those are the ways that you can give. And I also said we do have a couple of dear folks that lost some groceries. And if you'd like to kick in a little extra seed for that, that'd be a blessing. You'd be a big blessing for that. I'm glad we can be a blessing to you. I'll just be honest with you about that. We are so glad that we can be a blessing to you. And that's, for us, that's a big deal. We, you know, some people say, well, what does your ministry do? Well, I wear it as a badge of courage. And I tell everybody, and I take great pleasure in telling people that I'm a part of a community of believers that meets online several times a week, and we pray specifically for things. I prophesy words of life in due season. And then we also kind of do a Bible school in the prophetic, in the sense that we do these prophetic details broadcast on Patreon. And we just teach people how to understand the prophetic, how to flow in the prophetic, and how to embrace the prophetic. And the Lord's really blessed us, and we're blessed. And you're a blessing to our lives, and we thank you that when you sow seed, you're saying, David and Gina, I love you, and you're a blessing to me. And we can see that, and we're grateful. So those are the giving places tonight. And I want to prophesy over 6188. 6188. And I just want to tell you tonight that as I am continuing to prophesy, I want to tell you right now that there's a divine shift. A divine shift. And as that divine shift comes, 6188, as that divine shift begins to come, you are going to experience something that is unlike anything you've ever known, because it's going to be a kick in of spiritual adrenaline, not natural adrenaline. So it's not a natural adrenaline rush. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a spiritual adrenaline rush of spiritual adrenaline, 6188, that comes through you in the package of a divine shift. And I hear the Lord saying, as this shift occurs, you'll move at such a rapid rate that you're going to see the Lord doing things at such a rapid rate and in such an incredible way, it'll just blow you away. It's beyond anything you will have ever seen before or experienced before. It's breakthrough like you've never known before. And it's because the Lord says, I love you and you love me, and I've planted my seed in you, and it's harvest time. And the Lord says, you're moving into a place of being fully consumed for my glory. And I'm going to pour my strength into you in this hour like you can't imagine. And I'm going to give you the power to get above your circumstances. And the Lord says, if you'll wait on me patiently, I'll lead you and I'll sustain you with healing winds and with angels of breakthrough. You will prevail. The Lord says, you are a warrior. And as you've been waiting on me, I've been winding myself around your spirit, and I am infusing you with my strength from above. As you've waited on me, I've renewed you. As you've waited on me, I've refreshed you. As you've waited on me, I've restored you. As you've waited on me, I have refired you by my spirit everlasting. Hallelujah. I tell you, whoa, I just, the words that I'm so privileged to give tonight are high quality. You know, I know when the Lord's doing something at a high quality, and this is a very, very high quality anointing tonight, and it's HQ. So we could call this broadcast HQ in one sense. I want you to just put your hand on your chest right now, and I just want you to begin to, if you've never prayed in tongues before, begin to pray inwardly. And you just begin to just say things inside yourself like, Lord, I yield to you. I belong to you, Lord. You know, fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your spirit. And what will start to happen is as you start to concentrate on him, he'll start to fill your spirit with words and phrases. And that is the Holy Ghost bubbling up inside of you. And it manifests through tongues, but the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost is not limited to tongues. But if you want to get spirit stirred up tonight, begin to pray in tongues and just begin to, you can even do it inwardly. But the Lord's anointing people tonight. He's baptizing people tonight. He's doing something special on this call. There's something going on that is just amazing. I mean, really, really amazing. And I'm really glad to have you on tonight. Caller, the last four digits of your phone number are 0970. That's 0970. And I would tell you, what an amazing night. What an amazing night. 0970, I want to tell you that you are going to know strength like you've never known. You are going to know his love like you've never known. And the Lord says, I am going to sit with you in the cockpit, so to speak, of the plane. But as we begin to fly together, I am lifting you up into a plane of plans and purposes that have been fully harvested for my kingdom. And as you've kept your eyes fixed on me, I have written some things down in my book of remembrance for you. Fear not, says the Lord, for I am launching you through the door of grace and into the stratosphere of breakthrough and faith. And the Lord says, you will declare these things and decree these things and stand on these things that are being spoken to you from the prophet, and your battle cry will be ahead. Full speed. Let's move. Let's go. You're going to have a take the land word that's in your mouth. The Lord says you need to expect in the now. But move ahead. You're not limited. You know, Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But then you also have Isaiah 48:7. It says, they are created now and not long ago. And before today, you have not heard of them. So that you will not say, behold, I knew them. You know, remember Isaiah 42:16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. And I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them. And I'll make the crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them. And I've not forsaken them. Isaiah 42:16. God bless you. Wow. What a word. What a call. Wow. Folks, you know, if you want to chatter a bit, if you want to text me and say, Pastor David, this is really blessing me tonight. Let me hear some of that, because am I crazy, or are we really off into some deep stuff tonight? This is phenomenal. This is the deep realms of God. We used to call this the realms of God. This is a Realms of God night. Thank you for joining me on Realms of God night. Suryandarabasha. I just want to tell you tonight, I love you and I appreciate you. 337-366-6211. Send me your prayer requests right now, and I will get them up on our PCN app so people can pray. If you don't have our PCN app, when you text, please text me 337-366-6211. And just say, Pastor David, I don't have the PCN app, and I need it. I will send you that. That's a free app. Also, if you want to get your prophetic details and you say, Pastor David, I love the prophetic details that you talk about, and I want more of it. Like every word I've given tonight, there'll be prophetic details that hit our Patreon, which is called David Hunter's Crimson Premium Media. And so I'll be doing details for all these words that I gave. And we develop those words out and help you to process those words. And then we teach you how to hear and process what the Lord is saying in the moment, in the now, in the current. So hallelujah. Patreon's an awesome app. It's all my best media and worship. Phenomenal worship in there with great anointed musicians. Just text me and say, I want information on Patreon. Help me, Pastor David. I want to sign up. Or you can say, Pastor David, I have a prayer request. You can text. You can text me tonight. But if you would like, I would tell you, let me tell you, I've had many people that have said, Pastor David, Patreon, especially those that have the Elijah package or they have the Elisha, say, Pastor David, it's literally like a Bible, a prophetic school, like a school for prophets. And I, you know what I say to that? Praise God, that's the goal. Trust me. The stuff that's going on, the master class that I'm about to drop, if you sign up for the Elijah Elite or the Elisha, you get these master classes. The master class that's about to drop on the Elijah offer that's on Patreon is awesome. Awesome. So you can text me and say, help me out with this Patreon thing, 337-366-6211. Or you can just get the app. It's free. Patreon, Patreon. And then search David Hunter, Crimson Premium Media. It's really, really easy. Really, really easy. So God bless you. Thank you for joining me. And we're still moving here. I always crack up because sometimes it might feel like it's winding down. But I will tell you that I felt like the Lord had one more word, that there was one more word that I was to give this evening. And as I begin to ask the Lord, you know, who the word was for, I heard the Lord saying that it was for 1947. I just saw you there. Praise God. 1947. The Lord really moved on me to prophesy over you. And I don't know what caught my eye in the beginning was 1947. And I want to teach something here for just a few moments. I want to just tell you there are things that happen in the capsule of time. And as they happen in the capsule of time, you need to understand that there's great significance. I'm getting breakthrough, and it is literally the needle is pushed off the chart as I am talking about breakthrough for you. And I would just tell you, it is phenomenal what the Lord is doing in terms of breaking through and breaking through. Moving you through. Surianda. Lord says, I'm moving you through into breakthrough in regard to your money. I'm moving you through into a breakthrough in terms of your bread and the bread that you live by. I'm moving you through in the oil. I'm moving you through into monetary issues that and these are big monetary issues. This is like if you need your debt totally consumed to where you are debt free supernaturally, this is what I'm talking about. Now, the Lord had told me earlier today to release a word that, and this is why the Lord had me prophesy over you. Because the Lord had told me to bring a word to the body And part of that word, I don't want to give too much away, but part of that word that I'm going to bring later in a word that I'm teaching literally has to do with 1947, literally. And I'm not talking about the phone number 1947. I'm talking about 1947 because the Lord had had me looking something up because the Lord had told me there's going to be a great monetary shift. And the Lord had told me that this monetary shift was going to be for the whole earth. In other words, he was going to release wealth and kingdom wealth in a way that was for the whole earth. And that there were going to be brothers and sisters in Christ that had been investing kingdom seed, that they were going to have breakthrough on a global level, and that their debts would be consumed. And it was connected to kingdom seed and sowing and all that, and reaping, because as you sow, you reap, and so on and so forth. It was unbelievable. And so I said, what in the world does that have to do with the year 1947? Well, here's what was significant in 1947. It had to do with international monies and the kind of a release or an infusion of international funds. And they literally established in 1947 the International Monetary Fund. That's when it began. But now, again, I don't think it's literal, but what I'm telling you is symbolically, you have sown and now you're going to reap. And it's literally going to be a value system or denomination of finances that absolves your debt. So 1947, I want to tell you that you are a child of breakthrough. There's something happening dynamic in your finances. And you need to just be looking forward to God's release through these times of transition, through these times of change. The Lord has said, you've remained in communion with me. You've told your flesh and your soul that your spirit rules you and that you are a child of the kingdom. You are a child of the king and a kingdom child. You are a child of breakthrough. May God's anointing be upon you. God bless you tonight. Again, if you'd like to sow a seed and say, Pastor David, bless you, www.extremefaith.net or www.paypal.me/PastorDavidHunter. But God bless you. I love you. And if, again, if you wanted to help out that little prayer request I gave out about some folks that had lost groceries, we want to help them. So you can also do that. We're going to get every prayer request up that we possibly can as fast as we can on the PCN app, and we're going to get our prayer requests listed. We also have the private group on Facebook where prayer requests and people are giving us updates too. We've got a lot of really good communication, people talking to us, letting us know what's going on. There's been a lot of miracles where it could have been really bad, but the Lord really spared or really stopped it from happening. The Almighty. Almighty intervention and supernatural intervention from heaven. But God bless you. I love you. I'm praying for you, praying for your families. Thank you for joining me. It's your first time on the call. God bless you. You need to check out Patreon. It's awesome. It's next level. The worship is great. It is so great. When you listen to Christian music radio, I mean, I'm glad for it. But sometimes you just want a change up. And I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed just by the music that you get. If you get the Patreon app and you find me, David Hunter Media, or David Hunter's Crimson Premium Media, Crimson, the blood of Jesus, because it's only through his blood. And but I love you, and may God bless you. And I'm just speaking God's biggest blessings on your families. And it's been a pleasure to be able to minister to you tonight. Be blessed. God bless.
Hi, this is David. I want to tell you about Patreon. Patreon is my best media. It's all my best stuff, and it's the best ministry media that we have. If you want to connect with me on a partner level, if you want to get direct access to not only our media, but our ministry, Patreon's the best way. There are all kinds of shows, all kinds of resources, I do series, I do podcasts, all kinds of just amazing worship. You can download the Patreon app for free in your iTunes store, or if you have an Android, wherever you have an app store. Download Patreon for free, and then just put in the search David Hunter or David Hunter's Crimson Premium Media. When you do that, you'll be able to choose from whatever offer will suit you best, but I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I do one show called The Prophet's Details Notes, and it's literally details for each one of the callers that I prophesy over during the week on whatever power call that we do. And so it's really amazing. I think it's some of the best prophetic ministry there is. So check it out. That is Patreon. Get the app for free in your app store. Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Patreon. It's a free app. And then search out, once you get the app uploaded, search out David Hunter's Crimson Premium Media. God bless you, and check out Patreon.